And Pastor told me to make myself at home. So if it's cool, I'm going to act like I'm home. Is that right? That's all right? All right. If not, blame it on Pastor because that's what he told me. I am uber excited to be with you all this morning. When Pastor reached out to me, I was really taken aback by the invitation because I know that your pastor knows some of everybody and he could have had anyone to stand in this place to deliver the word of God to the people of God. And so I'm honored by your leader asking me to come and to share what the Lord has placed in my heart. Let me start by saying this. If you are about to have surgery, open heart surgery, you are really diligent about vetting the person that's about to perform that operation, right? So we not looking for somebody that got their degree online. God bless you online people that sent $99 to getadegree.com. But this is my heart. Somebody say my heart. Now I don't know how you feel about it, but when you're on trial and your freedom hangs in the balance, I don't want to find just a random attorney. Well, you know, my cousin has an attorney. No. I'm going vet this attorney because my freedom hangs in the balance. And so if we are diligent about considering who would work on our natural body, if we are deeply concerned about who would determine or have an impact on the state of our physical freedom, how much more would we be concerned about the person that is a guard and a watch over our souls? But I'm glad in KLC that although you vetted him, although you've checked her out, you have found quality leadership in this house, y'all. Do I have one witness that says, thanks be to God that I'm under good leadership? Now, I can't talk about the church around the corner, but as for this house, somebody say this house. As for this house, God has blessed us with integral, quality, anointed, loving, compassionate leadership. And for that, we say thank the Lord. One more time, give it up for your pastor, Pastor Michael, and First Lady Anita Phillips. Come on. I love your pastors. Your pastor is one of my new brothers, and your First Lady is a longtime friend. We grew up together at the same home church. Her grandfather was our pastor. I wasn't even born then, but we grew up as young people in the same church, and I'm grateful to God to see all that God is doing in the lives of both First Lady and your pastor. And hey, listen, the anointing that rests upon them, it don't stop with them. But it keeps on flowing down. It keeps flowing down to Aaron's beard, to Aaron's shoulder, and down to the hem of his garment. So no matter where you fall in the lineup, there's some oil for you. And the same favor, somebody holler, the same favor. The same favor that's on your leaders, I decree and declare, is on you as well. Well, we thank God that Bishop Hayden is here this morning. We give God praise for you, Mom. God bless you. It is good to see you as always. Amen. Thank God for all that he's doing. And I travel a lot and my family is not always able to come with me. But I'm glad this morning that my wife Doreen is here and my daughter Autumn. Amen. I am grateful for our love and our covenant. We're going to be coming up on 10 years. We got a little distance. You got a little time on us. But 10 ain't too bad, so we're grateful for what God is doing in our lives. I brought just a few items that I believe would bless you. Are there any queens in the house? Queens, 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 holla at me, queens. And I'm not talking Queens, New York. I'm talking Queens. So listen, I got some t-shirts that says Queen, anything less. Just in case a brother is kind of checking you out, I need you to know that I'm a queen. Right, so don't roll up on me with no foolishness. Because anything less, Queens, y'all leaving me out here? Holla. Anything less is beneath me. Brothers, we not gonna leave you out either. Kings, are there any kings in the house? Kings, holla at me, kings. Anything less is beneath me. Sometimes you have to remind other people. How many of you know sometimes you gotta remind yourself that I'm a king, right? I'm not just somebody that's just trying to make their way through. No, I'm a king and I'm a queen. Finally, my award-winning book, Restoring the Male Image, is here. For those of you that are preparing for Father's Day, for those of you that have young sons that you want to be a blessing to them, this book gives a holistic approach to image. I am a custom clothier. I have a custom clothing company. And so I'm oftentimes concerned about the exterior. But how many of you know the exterior is a reflection of what's on the inside? And so the greatest part of you is the part that nobody can see. And so we want to make sure that men not only look well, but that men realize that they are carrying an anointing and the grace of God upon their lives. So you can grab these items after service, and I would love to shake your hand and meet you and holler at your boy at the end. All right, why don't you go with me to the word of the Lord? Our text today is going to be found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. And we're going to read down to verse 10. That again is Luke's Gospel, verse 19. We're going to read from 1. Down to 10. When you got it, somebody holler, I got it. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jerusalem. Are you with me? Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but he could not because of the crowd. Why don't we all stand for the reading of the word? For he was short stature, so he ran ahead and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. Verse 5 says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. For he had made haste and came down, and he received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I will restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also was a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be unto God. Just share with your neighbor, my subject. Say, it's worth the risk. It's worth the risk. Pull on your neighbor on the other side and say, did you hear what I said? It's worth the risk. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. It's worth the risk. Y'all just hang out with me for a little while. If we are honest, our lives can be risky at times. And I know some of us are risk adverse, like we try to play it safe. But life within itself is just a risky journey. Do I have anybody that's going to pray with me this morning? If we look at our community, if we look at being black and being male in America, We know, brothers, that that's risky business. I don't know if you had a chance to see When They See Us on Netflix, but if you haven't, you got to check it out because it is an expose on risky business for black men in America. How many of you know to stand for your faith in a society where everybody is so sensitive about everything can be risky business? Pursuing your dreams as opposed to living life safe can be risky business. And though this Christian walk can be risky at times, when we look at our example of Jesus Christ, he is always willing to take a risk. He's so bad, he's healing on the Sabbath, and the Pharisees are having a fit. Jesus is even going around town forgiving people of their sins. He says to one woman, "Go your way, your sins have been forgiven." And they say, "Who is this man that is forgiving sin?" But Jesus says, it was all worth the risk. See, what I love about Jesus is that he was always out amongst the people. He wasn't relegated to the four walls of a church. He was out, as my brother discussed this morning, he was out in them streets. Right? He was intermingling and touching people in the world because he knew in order to be relevant, you had to be out amongst the people. And see, for many of us, we figure that we're going to come in the cozy cushion of our church and pray the world in. But that's not so. The Bible says that we are to go into the hedges and the highways and compel men to come. It is our job, if we are going to change lives, to be relevant to our communities. And being relevant means we got to be amongst the people. I wonder if we went down the street to the corner bodega, would the brothers in the bodega know where KLC was? Let me do it a different way. Would they care that KLC existed? But we want to make sure that we are relevant and that we impact the community in which God has placed us. And we do that by getting out amongst the people, just as Jesus did. So Jesus is out intermingling amongst the people because he had an intent to impact those that were marginalized, those that were overlooked by the religious elite of that day. And so now he comes to a city called Jericho, and that's where we find our central figure for this text. It is a man named Zacchaeus. Now, Zacchaeus was no average man. He wasn't the man that was laying by the pool of Bethesda. He wasn't the man that was begging alms at the entrance of town. He was a chief tax collector. He wasn't just a tax collector. He was a chief tax collector. And he became rich by taking advantage of other people. He wasn't no broke brother that was on the come up. Zacchaeus was rich, rich. Somebody say rich, rich. He was rich, rich. But when we look at all of the wealth that he had amassed, yet and still there was something that was missing from Zacchaeus' life. And so although he was wealthy, he was still searching for something. He was still looking for Jesus. And see, we got to be careful of how we envy other people who we think have it all. And although they have a 3-car garage and although they're driving a Bentley, you can be wealthy and still have something in the bottom of your soul that is missing because you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus is, he's looking. Although he was rich, in many respects, he was poor. He was rich in material things, but yet he was still poor. He had still made poor decisions. He still was poor in his character. He still lacked quality relationships. But see, you don't want to just be rich materially. You want to make sure that you're rich in love and rich in kindness, rich in mercy, rich in grace, rich in generosity. So Zacchaeus is on a mission looking to see who Jesus was. Now, his looking for Jesus wasn't a rubbernecking delay on 95. Him looking for Jesus wasn't a fight that broke out after school and everybody's running this way and so he's kind of just trailing behind seeing what's happening. No, there was a meticulous intent to find Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. See, we're coming to church, people come with all sorts of intents. They come with all sorts of motives. There are some that come to church because I got my own business and I'm trying to take my business to the next level. So let me come and befriend some of the people so that I can expand my business. There are other people that come because I hear there's some banging sisters at KLC. That's why I'm coming and I'm just, yeah, they didn't lie. Good God, and look at, woo! God bless you in your white. And they looking, they're coming with different, people come with different intents. But Zacchaeus said, I'm looking for Jesus. I'm looking. My intent ain't coming. If I don't hook up with you when we go out to dinner, I've come to see Jesus. If I come to church on a Sunday and your pastor and first lady ain't here, that's cool because I didn't come for them anyway. I came because I'm looking. I'm looking for Jesus. It's not, my intent is to see him. I mean, you look nice in your dress. God bless you. But my intent wasn't to see you. Man, I love your blazer. That's sharp. You look good. I know you've been to Zara this weekend. But no, my intent is to, I wonder, is there anybody in KLC that came this morning with an intent to have an encounter with Jesus? I've come with no other purpose but to see Jesus. I wish I had my crowd. Can I get my crowd, please? I need my crowd. Yeah. Pastor said I could be home. Bishop, I'm all right? I'm okay. All right. Just pull my jacket. All right. Gentlemen, Jesus is that way. Y'all don't see Jesus? I need y'all to see Jesus. All right, okay. I'm just making sure that y'all. All right, I'm just asking. Now, Zacchaeus, where you at? Zacchaeus, holla at me, Zacchaeus. So Zacchaeus is trying to see Jesus. He's trying. With everything in him, he's trying. He's looking everywhere. Zacchaeus is trying. I mean, he's jumping up and down. He's running around. He's trying to get in between the crowd. But with all of his effort, he can't seem to see Jesus. Although he's rich, Zacchaeus has one problem. And that problem is Zacchaeus is short. Zacchaeus is vertically challenged. And as much as he's trying, he's jumping up and down. He's trying to look through the crowd. Zacchaeus is short. Let me holler at you, Zacchaeus. Come in, man. Zacchaeus is vertically challenged. Cross your arms, Zacchaeus. Turn around. Zacchaeus, stay there, player. He is, come this way so they can see. I don't know if they can see you good enough. Zacchaeus is vertically challenged. Bishop, he's rich, but he's short. How many of you know that you can have it going on in one area? Oh, God. But depressed about another. You can be the envy of people in one area, and you can't sleep at night because of another one. Zacchaeus was rich, but he was short. Have you ever felt short? No. I know y'all trying to... Dr. Ellis, you talk about short. You 6'7". I'm 6'7", but there were times in my life, brother, stay with me, where I felt short. Am I the only one? Has anyone ever felt short in connections? I knew somebody downtown that can make a call, man, I know I could get that job. I know I could take advantage of that incredible house for me and my kids, but my money is short. They hiring at the job? Bro, what's the qualifications? You need a master's? I got my GED. I'm educationally. I love God, but I'm going home by myself every night. I know I'm beautiful. Mama always told me I was beautiful. When I look in the mirror, I believe I'm beautiful. But I'm beautiful and alone. I am relationally. Have you ever felt short? So no matter what you socioeconomical background, no matter what your educational pedigree, no matter how long you've been saved and loving God, we all can relate, whether you're male, female, tall, short, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you grew up on the west side or the east side, we all can relate to being. I wonder, is my message making any sense? Maybe. But Zacchaeus said, I'm going to find a way. Zacchaeus could have stayed here and complained. See, and that's where many of us, we get stuck. Well, God, if I was born 6'6", I'd be good. Well, if I wasn't a woman, if I wasn't a man, well, if I wasn't black, well, if I wasn't in Baltimore. But instead of complaining, he didn't make an excuse, he made a choice. And I'm wondering, are there any people in KLC that say, I am going to choose to find a way. I'm going to find a way. Mm-mm. No. I'm not going out like that. I'm going to find a way. Have you ever had to find a way? No. I mean, have you ever had to find a way? You're trying to get money to stay in school and they keep shutting you out and saying the money is gone. But you like, good God, I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way. I got 4 kids and no husband, and my family is on the West Coast, but I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find what we got left in this refrigerator. Listen, till this day, my mother doesn't eat beans, because there was a time when we were being raising 5 kids, that all they had was beans. And she promised God, if we ever get in another place, I won't eat another bean for the rest. I wonder, are there any mothers in the house that know what I'm talking about? It might not be McDonald's, might not be Wendy's, but we going to eat. Why? Because I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way. Have you ever had to find a way? All of this complaining, all this, I'm about to bust you in your mouth with this microphone. Stop making excuses and make a choice. Somebody holler, find a way. Get off your behind and find a way. Stop complaining and find a way. Watch this. Get up off your knees and find. Oh, Lord. I done messed up now. Because for some of us, you are waiting on God. Oh, I'm praying. Oh, God, please. You waiting on God, and God is waiting on. Somebody holler, bust a move. Come on, bust a move. Faith without works is what? You better get up off that floor and find. You had to find a way. So Zacchaeus, the Bible says that Zacchaeus runs to the other side. Now Zacchaeus, come on here. All right, Jesus is over there. All right, I need you to get down like you're about to run. Come on, let's get down. Come on. All right. On the count of three, we run to the other side. One, two, three, go. He ran. Zacchaeus ran. See? And we laugh. But the reason that many of us don't get our breakthrough, come, Zacchaeus. Because they didn't get it the first time. Come on, Zacchaeus, let's go. Right? Come on, get down. One, two, three. And we're like, well, one day, I think that I'm going to get my breakthrough and I'll get to see Jesus move in my family. And where did Jesus go? Jesus went down the street, around the, Jesus is in the harbor by the time you... Because while you whistling and sliding through the tulips, no, he ran. There has got to be an urgency in your soul. Y'all ain't getting this? KLC, hear me. There's got to be an urgency in your soul because you know that you are destined for more than this. My life is made for more than this. My career is made for more than. My marriage is destined for more. Is there anybody in here today, just one, that says, I'm made for more than this? I'm grateful for where I am, but there is an unrest in me because I know in my soul there is more. Is there anybody that knows that there is more to life? It's more to life than this. I appreciate this apartment, but there's more to life than this. I appreciate this car that I got to park on the hill and pray that it starts the next morning, but there's more to life than this. Robbing Peter to pay Paul is enough to get by, but there is more to life than. We sleeping in the same bed, but he's on one side and I'm on the other. There's got to be more than. It's got to be more. It's got to be more than this. But he ran. He didn't just casually walk. He ran. And I'm wondering, what are you willing to run for? Girl, you better pull off them red bottoms and run. No. No, I don't want a woman that just loves stiletto shoes. I want a woman, whether you keep on the stilettos or pull them off, but that can get down and run. Come on, ladies, you don't want a man that's so sharp that he can't run. He's like, hold on, baby, I'm coming. No, you want a brother that's going to get down. You want someone that is willing to run. Why don't you give this crowd and Zacchaeus? Come on, Zacchaeus. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Give them a round of applause. Thank you, brothers. Come on, come on, come on, come on. But watch this. Before Zacchaeus could move physically, he had to move mentally first. Because before your body ever moves, your mind's got to move. And I need you to know that if you can change your mind, you can change your world. I need you to be challenged with your mindset. Come on. You've got to believe that it is possible. And see, we can be saved and we can love God. We can be faithful to ministry and still have limited thinking. We can speak in tongues and we can wear white and still have stinking thinking. We can still have limited beliefs that believe that it is for everyone else, just not me. You can celebrate for pastor. You can celebrate for first lady and believe that God's blessings is on them, but that's for them. It's not for me. Before he moved physically, he had to move mentally. And hear me today. You don't get what you want out of life. You get out of life what you believe. Let me say that again. You don't get just what's fair in life. You don't get just what you want in life. You get out of life what you believe. And what do you believe about you and your circumstance? See, your circumstance is not meant to break you. Your circumstance is an opportunity to unlock your divine creativity. What doesn't kill you only makes you what? Makes you stronger. See, this is an opportunity. Okay, God, I'm in a situation. God, there is something in the way of what I'm trying to get to. There's something in the way of me being able to see you. But instead of me sitting in this dark room depressed, instead of me drinking my life away, I've got to use this as an opportunity for my divine creativity, because there is something on the inside of you that can click and alter the course of your life. Zacchaeus says, I'm going to find a way, so I'm going to run to the other side, and I'm going to climb up in a sycamore tree. So he climbs up in a sycamore tree. He doesn't jump on the hood of a car. That's safe. That's pretty stable. He didn't climb out a second-story window and peek out. That's pretty safe. Zacchaeus climbs in a tree. In other words, he's out on a limb. He's out on a limb. Have you ever been out on a limb? Have you ever broken up with the man that you was living with because you had given your heart to the Lord, but the man that you was living with was paying all of your bills and you are out on a limb because you said, all right, God, now you have to be my sugar daddy, but I'm going to obey you. And God, I am out here on a, I'm out on a limb. All right, I quit my job to pursue this entrepreneurial endeavor, and I had benefits, and I had a 401k and pension and all of that, but I know that this talent, this product is going to go worldwide, but God, this is real risky business, and I'm out on a limb. And I know there were people that were in the crowd that was like, now who is this Negro climbing up in this tree? But hear me, when you take a risk, everybody is not going to understand. And if you are waiting for the approval of others, you'll never get what God has ordained for your life. Sometimes you got to take a... Sometimes, y'all, you got to take a risk. Sometimes it's not guaranteed. It's not a guarantee you're going to get $1,000 at the end of this week. Sometimes it's a step of faith. I eat what I kill as an entrepreneur. So if I'm not getting any transactions and charging any invoices, I don't get paid. But I know if I can make the city of Baltimore $1 million a year because of what I do for the city, then I know I have enough creativity, wisdom, and insight to launch my own business. And because I believe, watch this, not only in God, but I believe in me. Because see, the first part of that is easy. Oh, I believe God, child. Yeah, I believe God. Oh, my shot, I believe God. But do you believe in you? Do you believe in your own talents? Do you believe in your own abilities? Do you believe that you have enough to make this thing work? Do you believe in you? So Zacchaeus, he runs, he climbs up in the sycamore tree because that was an act of faith. See, we could talk faith all day long, but faith is an action word. Tell me nothing about faith and you sitting at the crib chilling on the sofa. No, faith is movement. Faith is putting action and motion to that which you believe in your heart. He moved, he moved, he moved. Now, let me say this. Let me balance this out because I want to make sure that in your taking this risk, it's a calculated risk, right? Let me help y'all out real quick. I don't want no wives getting mad at me saying that my husband was 3 years from retirement and he on Monday left his job talking about what a preacher said on Sunday. I need to take a... No, it needs to be a calculated. Somebody holler calculated risk. Don't tell me about you taking no risk and you haven't prepared. No, you got to do your part. You got to do your research. You got to do your homework that you make sure that this is a calculated risk. But sometimes a risk is worth it. Jesus comes up on the disciples after they have been toiling all night and they have been trying to catch these fish. And Jesus says, cast your nets. And they're like, well, player, you don't even fish. This ain't carpentry. No, we professionals. We know. We the ones that know how to fish. But they were willing to take a risk. And the catch was so heavy that it broke their net. Some risks are worth taking. And so I want to challenge you, KLC, to stop living life short. Stop playing your life safe. Because the greatest things in life only come as a result of you taking a risk. Living life safe will only get you more of what you've always had. But if you want something more out of life, you've got to be willing. Got to be willing to take a risk. And so when he gets in positions, Jesus walks by, and the Bible says when he got to that place, that Jesus says he saw him. He saw Zacchaeus, but it was about being in the right position. See, once he changed, he was in position here. Once he changed his mind, then he had to relocate himself. And see, for some of you, the reason why you haven't gotten your miracle yet is because you're in the wrong place. You have got to get in the right place. And sometimes getting in the right place means getting in a totally different circle of people. Woo! I know I'm talking, right? Hey, listen. And sometimes a circle of people isn't a circle of believers. Jesus, I need my crowd so I can hide behind the crowd. God's desire is to put you in a different circle for the next level that you desire in life. That there is a guy who just recently wrote, a book on the proximity principle. And it is amazing that he talks about the power of being in the right proximity of what you want in your life. And so if you want to take your business to the next level, if you want to take your life to the next level, if you want to take your marriage to the next level, you got to be in the proximity of that which you desire. But some of us like rolling in small circles because it makes us feel good about who we currently are. See, you like that circle because you're the only one in that circle with a college degree. So we all defer to you as the person of wisdom because nobody else is as educated as you. But there's another circle. That over here, your little college degree means nothing in a circle of those who possess a doctorate. Let me give you this example. And I'm not sure whether I gave this to the brothers the last time we were together, but I was out speaking. I had to speak at Morehouse and in Atlanta, and they had me staying at a hotel in Atlanta. So I go to the front desk and I get my key, and I'm staying on the 19th floor. So the lady gives me my key, and so I go, and there's a bank of elevators. I get on the elevator, and there was several people in the elevator. The elevator was crowded. So I get on the elevator, and I looked over there, and all these buttons was pushed. I was like, I'm sure they got my floor. About 10 buttons was pushed. And this is the local. This ain't express. This is the local route, so I'm sure I'm good. And so we got to the top, and it was the 10th floor. And so me and the lady were standing in there, and I said, well, I'm trying to get to the 19th floor. She says, oh, sweetheart. She said, when you get out, you gotta go over to the other side. And she said, and there is another bank of elevators that will take you to the 19th. Ma'am, thank you. You're so sweet. So I get off and I come over here to the other bank of elevators. So this bank of elevators goes from the 10th floor to the 20th floor, right? So I press my button and I go to the 19th floor and I'm able to check into my room. But I thought about that. Because in this first elevator, it went from the lobby to 10. But this set of elevators went from 10 to 20. What was the top in this bank? Y'all ain't getting my message. Stay with me, I'm going somewhere. What was the top over there was the bottom. Y'all ain't. The ceiling had become the floor in another bank of. So I'm wondering, are you going to live your life in a bank of elevators that you think you balling? Yeah, we went to the 10th floor. We on top. And y'all, everybody part. But over here, we on the top. Because you're delusional to think you on top and your bank only goes to 10. When over here, your ceiling is my floor. And I came all the way from Somerset, New Jersey, to tell you it's time to take a risk. Because I would rather risk getting to 20 than chilling at 10. You ain't hearing me. Mm-mm. I'd rather hustle. I'm working. I'd rather hustle at 20 than to have my legs crossed at. You can go to heaven. Bruh, you could go to heaven at 10. But then you can have the kingdom life. I'm going home. I'm done. But I want to put a fire in your soul that you like, I refuse to live another day small, limited, little, when there is so much more that God has. Well, it don't take all that. No, it don't take all that at 10. Girl, you still praying. You still fasting. It don't take all that. But the demons I'm fighting at 20? Oh, no, girl. Girl, where you at? You still studying and stuff? No, because this. That's all it took for your GED, but this master's program is requiring me to be shut up in the library on a Saturday night, but it's cool because when it's done, I'm going to be on. And I want there to be some hungry people in KLC that say, I'm not satisfied here. Now, that's cool. That's what mom and them did. That the best that they could do. You know, we were 6 deep in a 2-bedroom apartment, and I'm grateful to God for that. But no, there is a kingdom life over here that God has ordained for me and my family. And I'm willing to take a risk. And when Zacchaeus got in position, Jesus. So see, Jesus is waiting on you to get in your spot. Look at somebody and say, get in your spot. No. Look at your other neighbor and say, I said get in your spot. No. Because see, for many of us, you worried about me and my spot. Girl, you better not be looking at me. You better check your own. Are you in yours? Are you in yours? Well, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce was at a game the other. Why are you checking for them? You, Bishop, we know more details about people's lives that don't even know we exist. They don't know you if you walked in the room and sat on their lap. But you know where folk ate last night. You on their IG. You all up in their world. But the word of the Lord today is to get you in your. Are you in your spot? I know I got a doctorate, but I meant what I said. Are you in your spot? I'm in Be More, your spot. Y'all know what I mean. You better get in your spot. Because when you get in your spot, Jesus sees you. He sees you. He sees you. But listen, listen. Jesus isn't nearsighted. Wasn't it Jesus needed glasses? What Jesus saw was the act of his faith. He saw the act of his faith, and when he saw that he was willing to go out on a limb to be seen by him, he was like, come on, man, holler at your boy. I'm staying at your crib this afternoon. Let's go, man. Come on, man. And he came down, and they went to the house. Jesus spent time with him, and he comes, and he says, Lord, hey, listen, man. He says, Lord. He didn't say rabbi. He said, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, but this now is my Lord. He says, Lord, if I've taken anything, man, I'm giving them their stuff back fourfold, man. If I've done anything illegal, something I wasn't supposed to do, I'm going to make it right. See, when you have an encounter with God, it transforms your character. Mm-mm. It's not just enough to come and shout and dance. But your nature is changed when you have an encounter with Jesus Christ. And his life was a different life after he came in the proximity of Jesus Christ. I'm done, y'all. But there is somebody here today that wants to take a risk. And let me say this. When we're looking at risk takers, Jesus was the preeminent risk taker. The Bible says it like this, that while we were yet sinners, what didn't wait till we got saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. While we were yet sinners, the Bible says that Christ died for us. Musicians, play me something softly. And so you might be here today and you're like, hey, listen, Dr. Ellis, I don't know about this salvation thing, man. Like, bruh, real talk, I'm from the streets. Like, I don't know about this. I can't shout and dance like the brothers was shouting. The ladies was up here and they was shouting. I don't know that. Oh, I know a dance now. Woo! But it ain't that dance them ladies was dancing. I got another dance. But you say, today I wanna take a risk. If what you said is true, man, and Jesus Christ took a risk on me, then you know what? I'm gonna take a risk. I'm gonna take a risk on him. And so I don't know how this is all gonna work out. This is a shot in the dark. I don't know all of those scriptures like y'all do. Sometimes I'm not saved. I might slip up and cuss, but I'm gonna give it a try. I'm gonna take a risk. If that's you today, I'm going to invite you to come. Why don't everybody stand on their feet? If that's you today and you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, I want you to come. If you say, preacher, I heard your word today, and I want to take a risk. And my risk It's not for a new business. My risk is not about my education. My risk is about my soul. And I want to make sure that my soul is right with God. And I'm going to give up trying to make it my own way. Come, sis. God bless you. Welcome. Welcome. God bless you. Come on, I need some female ministers. Stay right here. Some female elders. Come. Hallelujah. If that's you, why don't you take a risk today and say, I'm tired of doing this on my own. There's got to be more to life than this. Amen. Let's give God praise. Another sister is coming. Come on. Come on. I know you're in here. Today is the day. Harden not your heart. There is more to life than what you're living. Come on, I need some more female ministers. Come on, y'all. Come on, we're praying. Look at the harvest of souls. Look at them coming. Come on. Come on. And brothers, this call is for you too. You were meant for more than this. More than living life from one high to another and to another. Come on, God's got a better life for you than that. Going from woman to woman. Come on, God has a better life for you. Come on and take a risk and come to this altar. Hey, listen, don't let these people fool you. We've all had to come this way. There was a time for all of us when we said, what must I do to be saved? Today just happens to be your day. Won't you come? Come on. Don't settle for a life of limits when you can live a limitless life. Come on, I'm going to give you two more minutes. We don't mind waiting on you because your soul is at stake. Your life is at stake. Choose Jesus Christ. Come on. Bible says, Christ said, I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Another translation says, the life of your dreams. If you think you live in life now without Christ, you don't know what life really is. But your life is about to be changed forever. Come on, I'm giving you 30 more seconds and we're going to pray for these amazing women that have come today. Hallelujah. Come on, saints, pray. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know my name.
Ladies, I am so excited for you. I'm telling you, your life is about to be changed. And I know it was a risk coming up here, and sometimes people are looking at you or whatever. Hey, listen. It comes a time in life when you say, I don't care what nobody thinks. I know what I need from God. Yeah. And a relationship with him changes everything about your life. It doesn't just give you a ticket into heaven, but we appreciate that. But right here on earth, where you are, your life becomes changed. It impacts your esteem. It impacts how you see yourself. Because you don't see yourself through your own lens. You see yourself through a loving father who says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God ordained this entire service just for you. For you to have this opportunity to see him in a way that you've never seen him before. So with your hands lifted to God as a sign of surrender, and everybody in the room is going to repeat after me. We ain't going to leave you by yourself. We're going to join with you. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I acknowledge my sins. Everything that I've done that has been outside of your will. God, I'm sorry. I pray that you would forgive me of all of my sins. And I pray that you would accept me as your own. I believe that you sent your son to come and to die for my sins. And today, I accept him as my Lord and my Savior. Satan, you no longer have power and authority over my life, because my life belongs to God. Thank you for saving me on today. Come on, clap your hands and give God praise for these three beautiful souls that gave their hearts to the Lord.